WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Today, we're diving into something super important, taking care of your physical health for mental well-being. Ever feel like your mind is racing 1,000 miles an hour? Like you can't switch off? Even when you desperately need a break? You know that feeling when stress and anxiety just seem to take over? Well, guess what? Your body and mind are way more connected than you might think. Think about it. When you're physically active, your brain releases all these amazing chemicals, endorphins, dopamine, serotonin, basically the feel-good squad. These neurochemicals not only help combat stress and anxiety, but also boost your mood, improve focus, and even give you a sense of accomplishment. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental game. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you tap into this powerful connection between physical health and mental well-being. Number 1. Movement is magic. I'm not talking about grueling gym sessions or marathon training, unless that's your thing. It could be as simple as taking a brisk walk in nature, dancing to your favorite tunes, doing some yoga stretches, or even just getting up and moving around every hour. Even small bursts of activity can make a huge difference. Number 2. Fuel your mind with the right stuff. Just like a high-performance car needs premium fuel, your brain needs nourishing foods to function at its best. Load up on fruits, veggies, whole grains, lean proteins. Think vibrant colors and natural goodness. Limit processed foods, sugary drinks, and excessive caffeine, which can actually leave you feeling more sluggish and anxious in the long run. Number 3. Prioritize sleep. You know that saying, sleep is for the weak. Total myth. Seriously, quality sleep is non-negotiable for both your physical and mental health. Aim for 7-9 hours a night, create a relaxing bedtime routine, and make sure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool. Think of sleep as your brain's nightly reset button. It's when all those amazing things happen to consolidate memories, clear out toxins, and recharge you for the day ahead. Number 4. Listen to your body. It's always trying to communicate with you. When you feel stressed or overwhelmed, pay attention to those physical cues. Tight muscles, headaches, a racing heart, digestive issues. These are signals that your body needs some TLC. Take a break, stretch, breathe deeply, meditate, whatever helps you calm down and reconnect with yourself. And finally, number 5. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Remember, everyone has their own journey, and it's okay to not be perfect. Give yourself permission to rest, recharge, and prioritize your well-being. You deserve it. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, right? She's got a demanding job, a busy family life, and she's constantly juggling a million things at once. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah's been feeling increasingly overwhelmed. Her mind races. She can't sleep well. And even simple tasks feel like a monumental effort. But then she decides to make a small change. She starts taking 20-minute walks in the park every evening. Just walking. No pressure. Just fresh air and sunshine. And you know what? It makes a world of difference. Her stress levels start to drop, she sleeps better, and her energy levels actually improve. See, sometimes the smallest changes can have the biggest impact on your overall well-being. Remember these key takeaways. Movement is magic. Fuel your mind with goodness. Prioritize sleep. Listen to your body and practice self-compassion. These aren't just words. They're powerful tools you can use to take control of your physical and mental health. So, what are you waiting for? Take action today. Start by incorporating one small change into your routine. Maybe it's a walk in the park, swapping sugary drinks for water, or simply taking 5 minutes to meditate. Every little step counts. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find it helpful. Let's spread the word about the power of taking care of ourselves. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and living your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.